Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke. It is not an official requirement of Lake Effect interns that they be aspiring musicians, but it sure doesn't hurt, and it just often turns out that they are. Following in the wake of such luminaries as Trapper Shep and Paul Schwarzkopf, Sean Rosch and his band Twin Brother are getting set to launch their new self-titled CD with a show tomorrow night at Club Garibaldi. The song we're hearing now is called Overwhelming from the CD. Rosch tries not to attach a particular label to the music, but if nothing else, it can certainly be termed indie rock. Rosch tells Lake Effect's Dan Harmon about his own musical journey.
I've just been playing music and have been into music generally since I was a little boy. So I was always interested in learning how to play music any way I could. When I was young, it was mainly just singing. I sang over, you know, like Boyz II Men cassette tapes, Michael Jackson, and all that kind of neat stuff when I was a little kid, you know. But that turned into me trying to, you know, get a guitar and learn how to play. And it was very frustrating for a while, as is any instrument, and, you know, learning how to play it. But I guess you could say that's the one thing I stuck to, and I never gave up. I've tried a lot of things like, you know, skateboarding or school. but nothing really stuck, but music always has. And so I'm one to just go with what sticks and what's organic to my nature. So
why didn't you stick with the pop genre?
With the pop genre?
Yeah, I'm singing Michael Jackson and whatnot from your childhood.
I don't know. I would have to say life jaded me a little bit, and life isn't pop music. So again, that's not really organic or natural to me, I guess.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what style would you say that you've developed into, or singer-songwriter sound, if you will?
The track that I'm going to play is off our new record, off Twin Brothers' new record, and it's played acoustically on the album. It's a very intimate song, I would say, and it's just with the Spanish guitar and vocals. It's kind of folk-driven, I think. But yeah, and as well as the rest of the record, I think is kind of folky. Indie folk, as the cool kids say.
As the hipsters say.
Yeah.
Indie folk. Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think about all the... I mean, do you have to label it? Does it even mean anything? I mean...
I don't like labeling at all. I think the second you put a label on it and people hear that label before they get a chance to hear you, they've already judged you in some shape or form. So I hate the labeling, but I suppose it's somewhat necessary because audibly, how can you get across an idea without putting a label on it unless you're, you know, just playing it live? So
I've asked this to a few musicians before about labeling. I'm wondering, because at some point you're going to be forced to label yourself, right? I mean,
sure.
Not just me asking you, but for example, your album, your release, it's got to be labeled somehow and put somewhere. So
yeah.
How do you go about that? I mean, because, you know, I mean, you can get yourself into this weird corner, I think, when you're creating music or composing music. Do you feel like you have to create for that style, that label?
No, I try and definitely not do that. I try and just create to what I enjoy playing, I guess, and what's natural to me and what feels good to play and sounds good to my ear. But you're right, you do have to label that at some point. And a perfect example of that is just uploading it to, you know, Bandcamp or whatever, and they require you to put a tag on it. You know, well, what do you got to tag this as? Alternative, indie rock, indie folk, a cappella? You know, so you got to pick something, because if you don't, then people aren't going to find your stuff because they're typing in the search box, you know, what they want to hear or whatever. So I always just go with folk or indie, but I don't really know what to label it as.
Okay.
So.
Well,
that's accurate.
Tell us about the song you're going to perform.
That song is kind of, I would say, I wrote it about my general life in music in a 3-second song. It's just about being a local musician that, I guess, in the whole spectrum of the world and entertainment, really no one knows who you are or really cares. And that's just kind of what it's about, but that doesn't mean that there's no passion or emotion or something important, you know, that I have to say. So I guess it's generally about that. And the main line in that song, up on stage with a mask and no name, it's kind of the big line in that song that really describes it. So.
And you're not wearing a mask here, though.
No.
Okay. Well, let's give it a listen.
Or I could be.
All right. Well, here we go.
See the difference courage makes up on stage with a mask and no name. You can step on me, but I won't break. And if I bend, you'll see what I can take. And I figure the line was made for us. The shadow inside was made out of love. You see it in trust. See the difference courage makes up on stage with a mask and no name. You can step on me, but I won't break. And if I bend, you'll see what I can take. I figure the line made for us. The shadow inside was made out of lust. You see it in trust.
Tell us about the rest of your group. Do you have do you have a band name, or is it just you? Who's your name?
No. Well, we used to be called Jack Rush, and I play with the drummer as a two-piece for years. But this is kind of a starting over stage for us. The new band name is Twin Brother. And that came up from playing with the drummer for so long and feeling like so tight with him that we are pretty much brothers. And another reason is probably, well, my dad had a twin brother that passed away that was really important to my family. So there's kind of a double meaning in that. But it's not just us two anymore. We do have a bass player as well that really brings the songs together more than they were before as a two-piece, I'd say. And we do have a lot of special guests from time to time. At our CD release show on May 24th at Club Gear Baldy, we have a lap steel player that's featured on a couple songs, and also a viola player. So we do like to feature a lot of instruments, and on the album, there's a lot of different stuff going on.
You were an intern on Lake Effect. It seems to be a requirement these days to be a Lake Effect intern. And the those that are Lake Effect interns, I don't know. I just get a lot of insight into the local music scene, so I want to ask you to share your insights for what you think the local scene is like. I mean, what music is accepted or popular, or is it difficult to get a recording contract? Is it difficult to actually find a studio to help you along? You know, that kind of thing.
Well, as far as making it big, getting a recording contract or whatever, I don't even, me personally, I don't feel like that's tangible for myself. But I have seen some bands come out of Milwaukee recently that have actually been getting somewhere, which is exciting to me because I've been doing this here for about 7 or 8 years. And I haven't really seen much of that in the past. But Trapper Shep, another intern here,
yes,
opened for the Wallflowers and is doing really cool things. And Field Report is actually getting somewhere. And they were opening on tour with the Counting Crows. No, but so they're doing stuff, and that's pretty cool. And there's some good music going on. But I feel the scene here is, I'm not really sure how to describe it. I know that I don't really seem to fit in too well with any certain genre or scene here. It seems like for a while, at least, you had to pull out all the stops and do as many weird or different things as possible to get any attention. You know, the more instruments you can play at once, the better, you know. Keyboard in one hand, guitar in the other, yeah, while you're hitting a kick drum or something.
And ride a unicycle, perhaps.
Yeah. So, but I don't know. I try not to think about the rules and the categories, I guess, because it's just, I don't really understand it, to be honest with you. So.
All right. An honest answer.
Great. Yeah.
All right. Maybe if you can just tell us a little bit about the creation process, how you go about, because the song you just did for us, was that a song specifically written as a solo song, or is it accompanied by your band in other forms? And then what we heard coming into this interview segment, and then we'll play another song of yours going out, are more full band songs. So is there a difference between those creation processes?
Typically, for me, no. I tend to write the songs on a guitar and the vocals just by myself, solo. So I feel like they all are... can work playing them by myself, and they tend to morph into something else when I bring them to the band members and see how they feel about the songs. The creation process is a lot different now that we're playing with more than two people in a band. There are more ideas going around. There's more, actually it seems like a blank canvas when it was just me and Tyler and we had these songs and it's just guitar and drums, and almost anybody could have their own idea for where to go with it or what to do on it. So it's pretty interesting seeing what people do in the arrangements. Like we have a lot of string arrangements and some piano and things like that. It's definitely amazing sharing the creation of a song with other people. And I like that process a lot. But it all starts with guitar and vocals, just acoustic guitar and vocals. The one I played live here today was, I guess you could say it was meant to be solo. And it's solo on the album, but we play it all together live. So who knows, really?
And you are going to be performing live. You're going to be at Club Garibaldi, I believe.
Correct, yeah, Club Garibaldi.
Full band?
Full band.
Okay.
Yeah, May 24th.
Okay. Well, Sean, thank you for coming back in. It was great to have you as an intern, and it's great to have you as a guest as well.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I had a great time. Did I mention you? Are someone to know of? 'Cause I breathe easy knowing that you bleed.
Sean Rosch and his band Twin Brother will play a CD release show tomorrow night at Club Garibaldi in glamorous Bayview. Their new album is a self-titled work, and we're listening to a track from it called What Am I Speaking Of? Sean Rosch spoke with Lake Effect's Dan Harmon. That's Thursday's show. I'm Mitch Tyke. Thank you so much for being with us today, and I sure hope you'll tune in again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. It's 11 o'clock, and fresh air is next. What am I?